The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, August 26, 2022. Cuba denounced the first China CELAC ministerial forum on cooperation in disaster risk management, how the United States blockade limits the country's access in this area. Speaking at the virtual meeting, Ramon Pardo, chief of the National General Staff of Civil Defense in Cuba, stressed that this genocidal policy hinders the purchase of technology and the necessary funding to make progress in this field. The experience of the risk management centers has been an example of Cuba's firm willingness to support the countries that requested unconditionally, Pardo pointed out. Participants in the meeting organized by China and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, reiterated Cuba's willingness to continue providing technical assistance in this field to third world countries. The economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba for more than six decades and tightened during the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump has had severe consequences and a cumulative impact that amounts to $150.4 billion. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez warned about the growing scenario of armed violence in educational centers in the United States, encouraged by the business of arms sales. From his Twitter profile, the Cuban Foreign Minister referred to a report by the U.S. organization Every Town, which documented 193 shooting incidents between August 2021 and May 2022, with an almost four-fold increase in the average of previous years. The right to life must take precedence over the gun business, Rodriguez said, who attached to his message a graph showing the significant increase of such incidents during that period in the North American country. It is estimated that there are 120 firearms for every 100 citizens in the United States, where the right to own them is guaranteed by the Constitution, not counting on a growing number of firearms sold for parts without serial numbers acquired mainly by criminal circles. Renowned U.S. documentary director Abby Martin is presenting in Havana this Friday the film Gaza Fights for Freedom, which focuses on the conflict between Palestine and Israel and recounts the collaboration with journalists inside the closed border. The feature film was premiered in 2019 while the journalist was reporting from the Palestinian Strip when the Israeli government denied her entry to Gaza under the accusation of propagandists and presents exclusive footage about the historic protest of the so-called Great March of Return. After the exhibition, Martin will hold an exchange with the members of the Association of Cuban Journalists and will talk about her experience as an independent filmmaker who has interviewed important figures and experts such as Chris Hedges, Noam Chomsky, Richard D. Wolff, Ralph Nader, and Jill Stein. And in the international agenda, we have that. An estimated concentration of 1 million Bolivians representing the labor, peasant, agricultural, manufacturing, and social sectors, including the 36 indigenous nations, ratified their support for the government. The General Confederation of Factory Workers is present to defend democracy and economic stability in the country, said the entity's Secretary General Mario Segundo in the act preceded by a massive mobilization. The Workers' Authority spoke on behalf of thousands of residents of the nine departments in the mobilization that followed the so-called March for Democracy and Economic Reconstruction. Government leaders, President Arce and Vice President David Choquehuanca, protected the rights of workers, while the de facto administration of Jeanine Añez left some 5,000 unemployed. Union leaders, for their part, warned that they will not allow the right to reorganize itself to seize the country's natural resources. Meanwhile, the recent protests against hunger, inflation, and insecurity in Haiti resulted in at least 4 dead and 19 wounded in various departments of the country, the Collective Defenders Plus denounced. The organization that defends human rights criticized the murders that occurred in this capital and the city of Lekay in the south, in addition to those injured in Port-au-Prince, Petite-Goave in the west, Jacmel's in the southeast, and Lekay from August 22 to 24. This is a lack of respect for the right to life and the right to demonstrate, the organization said in a statement in which it denounced the abusive use of tear gas and cartridges by the Brigade de Lutte Contre le Narcotrafic. Defenders Plus recalled that the right to demonstrate is recognized and protected by the Constitution and constitutes a freedom guaranteed by law that cannot be violated. Protests against the high cost of living, marked insecurity due to gang activity and government management increased in recent days as gang violence escalates and the restart of the school year approaches. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.